A reading from Acts chapter 10. While Peter was still saying these things, the Holy Spirit fell on all who heard the word. And the believers from among the circumcised who had come with Peter were amazed, because the gift of the Holy Spirit was poured out even on the Gentiles. For they were hearing them speaking in tongues and extolling God. Then Peter declared, "Can anyone withhold water for baptizing these people who have received the Holy Spirit just as we have?" And he commanded them to be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ. Then they asked him to remain for some days. O Lord, have mercy upon us. In many and various ways, God spoke to his people of old by the prophets.
Grace, mercy, and peace be multiplied unto you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. The text before us is the lesson from Acts chapter 10, as was just read. Dear Christian friends, water is powerful. Now, we know this because we have just ended an annual tradition here at Concordia Theological Seminary. I probably don't have to tell you this, but at the end of every April, the beginning of every May, we see it as the seasons begin to change. And it doesn't really have a name, but everyone that's lived here or worked here knows this tradition and knows it well. And since it doesn't have a name, I guess it goes by the sentence that we say to each other as we run into each other during this time of year, and that is, when are they going to turn the air conditioner on? It's tough. Our fine maintenance crew has to look into their crystal ball at this time of year and figure out when the cool days are going to cease and when the hot days are here to stay for a while, and to make that switch. And from Q to Athanasius and far beyond, the fans are running full blast and the ice cream machine in the cafeteria is worth its weight in gold. Making our way from class to class, we actually dictate our schedules by hitting the water fountain for that cool refreshment that we're just waiting for as the clock ticks. For many of us, water can dictate our lives, can dictate our schedules. In fact, we make entire vacations, recreation activities all around the idea of water. From water parks and pools to rivers, lakes, fishing, boating, water is something that we seek, something that we're drawn towards, something that we schedule our lives around. Even here at the seminary, besides finding our way to the water fountain between classes on a hot day, our Christ Academy High School event has an annual trip to the water park to blow off steam and cool down for a day. Water is powerful. From tsunamis to hurricanes and strong thunderstorms and floods, water also has the power to destroy and to kill. During hurricane season, we watch in horror at our newspapers in the morning and the evening news, in hopes that the Lord will show mercy on those in the path of the storms making their way towards our coasts. Water is powerful. My first call was to Western Texas, where when I arrived, they had had no measurable rain at all in over 2 years. The water supply was under 3% capacity with no backup plan. People collected the water in their showers and from their washing machines just to keep household plants alive. The prayer requests and the conversations around the parish always centered around the weather report and if we'll get rain and if there'll be enough drinking water. Water is powerful. In the beginning, the Spirit of God hovered over the waters. When God judges the whole world, sparing just Noah and his family, the instrument of destruction used was water. It's standing in the water that our Lord Jesus is affirmed by his Father in heaven while the Spirit is descending. It's from a shoreline where Jesus calls his disciples out of the water, and again from a shoreline where the newly resurrected Jesus makes the disciples breakfast and again calls them out of the water. Even the scriptures are dictated by the theme of water in many cases. Water is powerful. Any pastor or family member that has ever been at the bedside of a dying person on hospice care knows the effects that a lack of water has on the human body. As a body is getting less water than it's used to, it begins with a thirst, a headache, dizziness, fatigue, confusion. In an emotional moment, it can include crying without the ability to even produce tears. It can progress to lower blood pressure, increased heart rate, unconsciousness, and death. Water is powerful. God uses water, this essential, unavoidable physical element, to bring us forgiveness of sins and the promise of life eternal. Plain water, just like that which causes so much delight on a hot summer day, that can cause so much destruction in our weather or sustain life, is what God has chosen to combine with his word to provide and become the living water that brings life eternal. In our text, the Holy Spirit has come upon the crowds, and both Jew and Gentile alike are seeking one thing: the unavoidable, awesome, powerful, forgiving waters of holy baptism. Now, when we read this text, I think many of us have sort of a moment like we do when we read the Doubting Thomas text. We look down on these Jews for saying, well, should the Gentiles really be baptized? Is this promise really for them? We immediately have that puffed up moment where we look down and we say, silly Jews, why would you ever think such a thing? Why would you ever put another human being beneath your feet? But consider this. How often on Sunday morning does an unfamiliar person walk into our familiar church and sit in our familiar pew, and we have that exact same attitude? Exactly. And we fall down right with those Jews in our text. And even here at the seminary, we look around and constantly do this. We say, well, at least I do more of the reading assignments than he does. I'm definitely a better preacher than he is. I have a more pastoral heart than he does. I'm more pious than he is. I know the liturgy better than he does. We do this all the time. So while our sentence might not exclaim, why should they be baptized, it sounds more like he gets to be a pastor, or how did he get in here? That eighth commandment goes up in smoke when we don't build up our brother before we even recall that it's there. But our beautiful, beautiful text from the pen of Luke points us right back where we need to be. Then Peter declared, "Can anyone withhold water for baptizing these people who have received the Holy Spirit just as we have?" And he commanded them to be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ. Water is powerful. The redwood forests in California are known for being some of the biggest trees in the world, but not a lot of people realize that they have some of the shallowest root systems of any trees in the world. So common sense would dictate that any thunderstorm, wind, earthquake, flood would just have a larger-than-life domino effect out in the wild, but it doesn't. For these root systems of the redwoods have been designed by our Creator to interlock and support one another, keep one another standing. And dear Christian friends, we have been created and designed the same way. Christ commands us to baptize all nations, and in our text, Peter invites everyone to the waters of holy baptism. In your life and my life, it looked something like pastors, teachers, parents, grandparents, and friends pointing us to the free gifts of forgiveness, life, and salvation found at the font. And in that font, we find not just plain water, but plain water included with God's command and combined with God's word, which does these things. Water is powerful. So when the Jews in our text, or you or I, see that eighth commandment crumbling, or we feel the weight of any sin coming down on our shoulders, we need only recall the promises of our baptism, where our forgiveness lies and our old Adam daily drowns and dies in those waters. Water is powerful. Water is an amazing substance in the world in which we live. It can offer relief on a warm summer day. It can devastate an entire community with its power and its destruction in the physical world, and it literally sustains our human lives as it was created to do. And it is with this ordinary substance that our powerful God chooses to show that power, bringing us into and sustaining our faith and our eternal life in Him. Amen. Now may the peace of God, which certainly surpasses all understanding, keep your hearts and your minds focused on Christ Jesus to life eternal. Amen.